from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the Greg Hill Show with Courtney Cox.
I like grape soda too, though.
I mean, they're all good, but yep. Sunkissed, by the way, was like the least healthy too. It was like 300 calories for a can.
Grape soda, pretty good too.
Not grape. That's what he said.
I like. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. On WEEI.
And Foyer coming up at 10. This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, the thing about... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, now we can. Hello? What's up?
The thing about Brady saying that football's easier now or dumbed down, I think he's crazy because kids are learning so much more earlier. Quarterbacks are going to quarterback coaches, receivers are going to receiver camps. I've been to some camps with NFL players and NFL coaches. You can never run the 46 zone. You can't run the single wing, the double wing, and all this other stuff. It's way more advanced now than it was back. And then Brady was complaining about the number changes and stuff. Remember that, Wiggy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First off, you should know who's eligible by position. And if a safety comes down, it's a different number than a linebacker. What difference does it make? There's a player there.
Well, yeah, I don't know if his complaint was as much. He wasn't complaining about the game being, well, I guess he was complaining about the game being dumbed down. He was more talking about the rush to start a rookie and about the way, but his trajectory was different than Drake May's trajectory. Drake May was a number three pick. Tom Brady was a seventh round pick. Nobody thought would start, most likely. So I
would tell Tom back in that era, there was a guy that you were backing up. Guess what? He started and was thrown in there as a rookie in Drew Bledsoe. So, you know, the days of, you know, not like sitting.
Well, you said earlier you think Tom Brady is turning into the old man yelling at clouds. The game was harder when I played it.
And I agree with him. The pro game is dumbed down. High school, I would say that game is more advanced.
Some coaches, it's very difficult to
grasp. You know what, Greg? You can let it fly for a second.
Without, It takes a while. For
second
some coaches,
year, you always do better.
It takes a while to figure the high school game out.
No. Second year, you always do better.
Anyway, you had a young team.
That was it.
Freshman quarterback.
And the refs were really against you.
Yeah. Watch. They'll be good this year. Watch. Yeah. I mark my words. And I'll be helping out every now and then.
Wiggy will be like Jeff Rickard is with this show.
But the pro.
Wow, the offense looks great. Congrats, coach.
The pro game is dumbed down because the college game is dumbed down in the sense of, like, college teams don't huddle no more. Everything's done from the sideline. You just basically, you look over there. There's no real, like, and they're making decisions. The coaches are basically making decisions for you right up until the pre-snap and looking at coverages and that kind of thing. Whereas the game used to be in the huddle, looking for this, looking for that as far as the pro level. And that's why I think Tom's saying is that part of it is dumbed down.
But do you think they dumb it down because the quarterbacks, or it doesn't have to be position specific, guys coming out of college are unable to grasp the way it was?
No, because I think in college they want to do everything for the guys. So, like, in college, they basically, they're saying, okay, after the play, go to the line of scrimmage. Everybody line up, and we'll call the formation. You line up here. Look at us. We're going to give you.
Okay, so doesn't the Tom's comments, which we played earlier and the caller is referencing during they said it, where he says you don't have to start a rookie and maybe you shouldn't start a rookie his first year, don't they make sense then if that's the way guys are coming out of college? With somebody doing everything for them?
But the game has changed, though, in the NFL, where it's like now you don't have as much time with these guys.
That's the point, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. And not to disagree with my hero, but the way in which the NFL and the Players Association have negotiated the last couple CBAs is that the owners, instead of giving the players more money, have given them more time off. And that's really, from my perspective, what's most damaged the product offensively in the NFL, which is
like
not
no double sessions, no hitting till whatever, no pads till whatever.
I mean, right? Belichick, when he was talking with McAfee, spoke about Brady's desire to play in the preseason and Brady's quick ascension from the rookie until his fourth year because he practiced late. He was there early. He was throwing to everybody.
Right.
That stuff is all gone.
Well, that is what Gerard Mayo said yesterday about Drake May. One of the first guys in there, one of the last to leave, Curtis.
I mean, I think he should wear number 12.
I mean, we used to, and I, like now I'm sounding like Brady, what we used to do. But we used to watch so much film. We had two-a-day practices. Training camp was like 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying. The game has changed. But that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
So the game has changed.
But was the game better when you were playing it?
The players were more, what's the word I'm looking for? They were more knowledgeable about the game of football and situational football.
Right, they were more meticulous in their detail.
They knew, like, okay, be alert for this, be alert for that. What were we talking about, Courtney? You might have brought this up, and it was like last year, and it was in the Super Bowl when one of the guys go, oh, I didn't even know
the rule change.
Yeah, the rule changed.
Yeah.
He was like, oh,
for overtime.
We get the ball too? Yeah. So I think that's what Tom's saying. When you start to look at how the game is today, a lot of these guys, they're not as their football acumen is not what it used to be like because you practice more. You went through every scenario, every situation.
I mean, I will say I think the new kickoff rule is an example of dumbing the game down or making the game easier.
Well, that's just more of a protection thing than.
Do you like it, though?
I don't mind it because you'll get more kickoff returns. Did you
how is that protecting players?
The collision,
the rate of a guy running down the field is really
the collision distance is what 5 yards versus
is that gonna make a difference?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll stand you five yards away from this wall, run up against it.
I don't like violence.
Or versus start at the end of the hallway and run 30 yards down full speed and then hit the wall. So yeah, the collision distance is different, but I think that's what Tom is saying.
Yeah.
That these guys don't even know, like, the rules. They don't know the situations.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom Brady with interesting comments about what should be done in today's NFL with a rookie quarterback like the one that the New England Patriots have.
Yep.
And you can talk about that quarterback and that football team all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.